If they had to live in traditional homes or shelters, they would lose their sense of control. They would lose the autonomy that they had when that they once had while they were living on the streets. So this may lead them to prefer that freedom and independence that they understand, that they've come to become comfortable with while living on the streets. So we do know that in some shelters or whatever living arrangement program they are being offered, it comes with having to follow some kind of regulation or rules. And some of them may perceive this as punitive, restrictive, and therefore not wanting to stay in such environments, as much as it may offer better options, but for them it can dysregulate their nervous system, that they feel like somebody else is trying to control them, somebody else is trying to tell them what they do, what they're doing, and they didn't have that while they were living on the streets. Another point is because of previous or past negative experiences. Some had negative experiences staying either in shelters or housing programs, and therefore you find that they no longer trust people. They don't trust that people honor the agreements. Sometimes they feel people have their conditions. And so they distrust those services and would rather prefer to become homeless or live on the streets.